Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as he teaches the infallible Word of God.
Open your Bibles to Matthew, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 27th verse. Matthew, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 27th verse, and it is the beginning of the New Testament. Matthew, chapter 9, verse 27, and ending at verse 30. And the word of God now reads, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thy son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus greatly charged them, saying, See that no man know it." I want to talk about on today, God can, God will, it's already done. God can, God will, it's already done. I tell you what, God has a way of dealing with you through things that go on in your life. And as I have said several times, sometimes we say, this is what I'm going to teach on, this is what I'm going to preach on. But God will change it up right at the last minute when you're saying, okay, God, where do you want me to go from here? I was laying in the bed, and God showed me in a dream. We was here in this church, and it was someone in the church that was going through something. And they were going through something, but they didn't exactly tell what they were going through. But God had me to address them with what God had already done. God had me to go back through the trials and the tribulations and some of the health problems that they had. And God began to tell me to tell them, God can, God will, it's already done. And I kept looking at them and saying, God can, God will, it's already done. And I'm telling you, in the dream, I preached myself happy. I got so happy saying, God can, God will, it's already done, that I began to cry and weep and glorify God, because God is saying today, no matter what you're going through, God can, God will, it's already done. And that's what you got to remember. God can, God will, it's already done. And I'm telling you what, that dream came so alive in me. When I got up that morning, I told my husband, God can, God will, it's already done. Help me to remember, God can, God will, it's already done. And that's what God wants you to remember, that God can, God will, and it's already done. So no matter what you're going through, you got to know that God can. So I say, God, you got to line this up in the Word of God through your Word. I know that you can, God, but I love going in your Word and getting me some witnesses. So he showed me these two blind men, and these men were blind. But when they heard about Jesus, they began to cry out, have mercy on us. And I like what Jesus told those two blind men. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? See, the problem is God know he can, but God want us to believe. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? It ain't a problem with God can. God say, do you believe? I'm telling you something, healing is coming in this room right now. Because God say, do you believe that I'm able to do this? God said, I know I can, but do you believe that I'm able to do this. Look at your neighbor and say, do you believe that no matter what you're going through, that God is able to do it? Come on now, give him some glory. You got to believe it, because God knows he can. But God wants you to believe that he can. And he told those two blind men, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Let's stop right there. This is what God was saying to me. He said, God can, God will, it's already done. But do you believe I can do this? And then Jesus began to tell them, according to your faith, be it unto you, because I know I can. It ain't a problem with God. The problem is with us. So when God gave me this verse, I said, okay, God, you're so funny, because you knew you could. You knew you can, but then you did it, and then it was already done. He knew it was done before he even approached the blind man. He knew that healing was already made available because the word was right there. We have the word, but do we believe that the word can? You have the Bible. Do you believe what's in this word can do with whatever you're going through? The problem is we take the word of God so lightly that when somebody say, by Jesus Christ, you were healed, you saying when? It's already done. Because God's already provided it for you. So when Jesus began to walk amongst them, he already knew what he could do. He just wanted us to believe in that it's already done. So he was saying, God can, God will, it's already done. So as soon as he said, do you believe I can do this, they had to come into agreement that they believed. How did he know that they believed? Because they cried out to him, have mercy on us. And immediately after they said that, they began to see. Why aren't we seeing the way that we need to see? Why aren't we perceiving and understanding the things of God the way that we should understand them? Because we don't believe God can. Come on, let's just be honest. Because some of us give up on God the moment something occurs in our life, we go to man instead of going to God because we believe that man can do it quicker than God. But the first thing that Jesus said, do you believe I can do this? Do you believe? And that's something that we need to meditate on. Do we really believe that God can? And if we do, then why are we going to man? And then God took me through the Bible on several incidents that happened in the Bible. Go to Luke 1. And I think everybody's so familiar with this passage. Y'all know what was happening in Luke when Mary, when the angel came to Mary, but before the angel came to Mary, the angel came to Zacharias. And we know that Zacharias didn't believe that God can. He didn't believe that God will. And he didn't believe that it was already done. But God went to Mary, and the angel spoke to Mary in Luke 1, and the angel began to tell Mary in 31, and this is where I stopped at, and I had to really meditate on that thing, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. And when the Lord spoke that verse to me, I said, conceive in thy womb. That word has to be conceived. You have to become pregnant with the word of God. And whatever you become pregnant with, it's going to have a name. Is that not right? And he said, you shall conceive in your womb. And then he went on to say, and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. So whatever you become pregnant with, it's going to have a name. And whatever name that it has, that's what's going to be around you. That's what people are going to begin to call it. So if you become pregnant with healing in your womb, everywhere you go, somebody is going to be healed. Somebody is going to be delivered. Somebody is going to be set free. Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. That means that she carried everything in her womb, and the name was Jesus. So when we look at Jesus' name, when we say that name, we should see everything on earth, under earth, bowing before that name, because there is reverence to that name. But as he went on to tell her what was going to happen, go with me to verse 34. Now, this is what she said. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Now understand, first of all, she's saying, I haven't been with a man. So how am I going to be pregnant with a son in my womb? He said, because the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. The power of God is going to come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Okay, go to verse 36. This is where I'm going. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she have also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. What was this angel doing? First of all, the angel was bringing a word from the Lord. And this word that the angel was bringing to Mary was a word that was not void of power. That means that when God speaks a thing, you can expect that thing to come to pass. But in verse 36, listen at what he said about Elizabeth. She shall also conceive a son in her old age. So meaning that women, when you get a certain age, you cannot conceive any more children at that age. That means that you're barren. Barren means that you're not able to conceive children anymore. So this angel was making it known unto Mary that Elizabeth, in her old age, is getting ready to conceive a son. Then he said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Do you know what that means? It means that no word from God shall be without power. With God nothing shall be impossible. So the angel was assuring her, with God nothing shall be impossible. His word is not void of power. There's nothing that God cannot do. And this is what we got to understand. God can. And this is what the angel was assuring Mary. God can, not you. This is coming from God. Our problem is we're trying to do it within ourselves. We're trying to make things work. We're trying to come up with a solution. Come on, all of us in this room, when we get in trouble, we're always trying to find a solution before we go to God. But the angel made it clear. Elizabeth is old. She don't supposed to be conceiving children, but with God, all things are possible. Everything is possible. It don't make no difference what kind of situation you in. It don't make no difference what the doctors say. It don't make no difference what the lawyers say. We should be focused on what God is saying. But Mary had to be open to what God was saying. Mary had to be able to receive the word from the Lord. See, our problem is the reason why we don't think that God can because we're not open to God. We always got our minds set on what we believe or on what the world is saying. Don't y'all know that he's Elohim, that he's the creator? He's the maker of all things, and he know how things should work. He know what order they should be in, and when they're out of order, God want to put back in order. That's why he give you the word of God to put things back the way that he has spoken things to be. If there's anything in your body, just like these blind men, these men didn't supposed to be blind. This is not the way that God created man to be blind. God knew that's going to give me the opportunity to let them know that ain't my work. That's the work of the enemy. And you don't have to stay this way, but the key to these men coming out of their situation, they've been getting to cry out because they knew, I don't have to be like this. I don't have to stay like this. See, the problem is we get so stuck in our situation. We're thinking we're supposed to have arthritis. We're supposed to have high blood pressure. We're supposed to have cancer. We're supposed to have these things because it goes through the generation. And what makes me any different? I'm different because of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is what man says supposed to happen. And when you listen to man so much, you're looking for it to happen. But these men knew I've been blind too long, and I don't supposed to be this way. So when they heard about Jesus, see, when you hear about Jesus, your thinking should change. This is why God sent the word, and he healed them, and he delivered them from their destruction. So these men realized, I don't have to be blind. And Jesus said, do you believe I'm able to do this? Do you believe I can do this? And of course, they believe, because he said, according to your faith, faith be it unto you. Now, here go Mary. Mary was in the same state. But the angel gave her assurance, letting her know, taking a person that was beyond bearing children. And I'm here to tell you, women, if God got a purpose for you, a purpose for you to have a child in your old age, don't say that God can't, because God can. Because they'll say, no, you're too old to have that baby. That baby's going to come out deformed. But if God say you can, you can. That's why you need a close relationship with God instead of hearing from man first. So Mary heard about Elizabeth. And then the angel began to say, with God, all things are what? Possible. And then Mary say, be it unto me according to your word. See, Mary had to get a word from God to accept the word that was brought to Mary. And God said, today, we're not getting in the word long enough to accept what God has given unto us. God can, God will, it's already done. So then God took me a little further in the word of God, and go with me to Genesis 18. Y'all know what happened in Genesis 18. This was Sarah. And you remember the angel of the Lord came to Sarah and told her that she was going to have a son. What did Sarah do? Sarah laughed. Sarah thought it was funny. Why did Sarah think it was funny? I'm too old to have a child. Now, I know that's a joke. So she began to laugh. But this is what the Lord spoke unto Sarah. I love this. In Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, is anything too hard for the Lord? That means, is anything too difficult for the Lord? See, when we look at this, he came back with Sarah and said, is there anything too difficult for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Do y'all know when we get in situations, we act like it's too hard for God? We act like God can't handle that one. God, you may have got me out of that financial crunch last month, but this crunch is bigger than it was last month. That's why if you get into the word of God, the Holy Spirit will remind you, is there anything too difficult, too hard for God? And that began to give you courage to say, God, if you've done it last month, surely I know it's already done this month, because God can, God will. It's already done. So we have to keep reminding ourselves of our past victories. Look at old David. David, when he came up against Goliath, David was a shepherd. He was watching over the sheep. And some people look at that as a little job. They count that as nothing. But when you're watching over a bunch of sheep, all them sheep may say bad, bad, but they have different attitudes. They have different directions that they want to go into. So you got to get to know each and every one of those sheep. And when you get to know each and every one of those sheep, sometimes you say, let them go ahead and wander off. When they get to that cliff, they're going to stop. And then you got some that will stop. They'll try it. They'll stop. But then you got some that want to jump off the cliff. That's why you take that rod with that hook on it, and you have to drag them back, because they stubborn sheep. You can't tell them nothing. Then sometimes you get aggravated and say, next time you go, jump, jump, jump. But that's how a shepherd is. A shepherd watch over those sheep. And David watched over those sheep so much, and he loved them so much. When a bear and a lion attacked those sheep, what did David do? David went and rescued those sheep. He didn't look at the bear. He didn't look at the lion. He looked at the love he had for those sheep. So those lions and bears didn't look that big or that boisterous to David. But he knew that it was God that gave him that might, that gave him that ability to take them out of the hand of the bear and out of the lion. So David remembered his past victories. He said, if God delivered me out of the hand, out of the paw of the lion and the bear, who is this uncircumcised? Uncircumcised means you don't have a covenant with me. You don't have a covenant with God. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that think he can defy the armies of the living God? Who do he think he is? The same God that delivered me then God. But sometimes, come on, y'all, don't we have a tendency to forget that he's God? But when we have that tendency to forget, we need to look up. We need to go outside and look up and say, who created the stars? Who created the moon? Who created the heavens? Who created us? God did all of this. I'm fearfully, I'm wonderfully made. God knew me even before my father and mother knew me. He knew my purpose. He knew my plan. So we need to remind ourselves, God can, God will. It's already done. So here we go. God said, is there anything too hard? Is there anything too difficult for me? That's what he was telling Sarah. And God didn't change his mind. Even though Sarah had some doubt in her old age, God still didn't change his mind. He said, at the appointed time, this time next year, you will have a son. He didn't change his mind. So what God is telling you today, whatever God purposed in your life, it's written. He's not going to change his mind because you acting stubborn, because you acting rebellion, because you acting this way, because you acting that way. God is not going to change his mind even when you doubt him, because he is faithful. He's faithful to the faithfulest. He's going to be there for you through thick and thin. It don't matter what you think. It don't matter what you perceive. God said, I can. I will. It's already done. God's already got it set in order. God's already knowing what he's going to do even before you know what he's going to do. But how many know we go through some things and know that God can? Sometimes we be in some situations and we saying, God, come on, can't you just help me out of this situation? God said, you got to know that I can. You got to know that I will. You got to know that it's already done. If you don't know I can, you're going to sit in that situation not knowing that it's already done. So we see here that God said, is anything too hard for me? God is telling you today, no matter what you're going through, no matter how your body is cutting up, no matter how it's tore up from the flow up, God said, is anything too hard for me? Is anything too difficult for me? God said, I am God. I created your body. This is why you got to speak to your body. You got to speak those things that be not as though they were. God, you didn't create my body to cut the food like this. You didn't create my body to be out of order, out of whack like this. God, I don't know what I've done or how I've done it, but I know I don't have to be this way. Just like the blind men, they say, have mercy. God, I'm asking for your mercy today. And God said, baby, my grace and my mercy today is sufficient for you. God said, I have given you new mercy. Every morning, you get some new mercy. And know your body don't have to be this way. So you speak to your body. You call your body. You are the healed of the Lord. Not going to be healed. You're healed right now. But you know what we do? We baby our body. I just don't know what's wrong with you today. I tried this and I tried that and it just seemed like it won't want to work. So we'll talk to everybody and everybody say do this and they'll say do that. But what did God say? What did God say? Is anybody hearing a word from God? What did God say? See, if you know what God is saying, you ain't gonna worry about what nobody else is saying, because when they come up with a saying, it should line up with what God has already said. God can, God will, it's already done. This way you got to stay away from doubtful people. You got to stay away from people that depend on man more than they depend on God. Because everything that you pop in your mouth ain't from God. Everything that you take ain't from God. So you got to know what to put in and what to take out. Sometimes God say you need a cleansing. And that cleansing comes through the word of God. Did y'all not know after they knew about the sacrifice? After the sacrifice was consumed, they had to go take a washing. Even before they can go further in the presence of the Lord, they had to wash their hands and their feet. They had to do this each time that they entered before God. Do you know you're going to pick up some stuff every day? It's things in the atmosphere that you don't know anything about. This is why every day you want to get in that word and say, God, by his stripes, I was already healed. I was That's a gospel to you. A gospel right here. The good news. So if I'm popping a gospel every day and I'm putting it in three times a day, that means that when something's in the atmosphere, can't touch this. Why? Because God got a shield around me based upon what I've been speaking, because he said he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide up under the shadow of the Almighty. That means that God got me so hidden that whatever comes at me can't find me. It bounces back. But why is things finding me so quick? Because I ain't taking the gospel. I'm taking every pill except the gospel. Whatever you pop the most is whatever you believe in the most. And your body's going to react to what you've been popping the most. If I pop Zantac the most, my body's going to get used to Zantac. It's going to call for Zantac before I have an attack. So you better know what you popping before you pop it. Because flesh is going to get used to what you taking. Then after a while, flesh say, they ain't working no more. You need to get a higher dose. Then you go back. This right here don't seem to be touching it no more. Do you know they will give you something that's higher? They ain't worrying about what your organs is doing. They ain't telling you the effects of what you're taking. They just giving you based upon what you asking. Then that works for a while. But then they said, let's run some tests. Well, did you know your liver ain't quite acting right? Well, it was functioning before. Then you go check the medicine they gave you before, and it said liver might be out of whack. Well, we got to give you this to put the liver back in whack. Then you get that. Then they say it took the heart out of whack. God can. God will. It's already done. Let's go somewhere else because the Lord was showing me something else. We go into how dealing with the body. Come on, everybody body go through something. Come on, everybody body go through something. Ain't that right? I don't care how young, how old you get. Everybody body go through something. You can hear them bones cracking. You can hear all kind of stuff going on that you ain't never heard before. Come on, somebody, get out the bed. Oh. And you be wondering, Lord, where in the world that come from? I ain't that old. I was coming in the house the other day, and all of a sudden my foot felt kind of, Jeremy said, y'all, oh, yeah, I'm all right. You don't have to help me. I'm doing good. Y'all know what we're doing. Then later on, you're like, Jesus. Jesus. Now, you know. Then you have to say, foot, what I tell you? I ain't having none of your mess today. Tendons, bones, you better line up today. I ain't got time for your foolishness. See, the violence. Take it by force. And then when people see you dragging along, I may be dragging, but God can, God will, it's already done.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Bergall, North Carolina 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.